Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
It's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business. We update it every day so you can have new stuff to take a look at. But if you want to go back and listen or read something that's been done or said or written in the past, and you can find that there too. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. And don't forget to take the poll question. Got a new one right there on the homepage every week. It's a different question. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Heidi Neck. She is the Jeffrey Timmons Professor of Entrepreneurship Studies at the great institution of learning, Babson College, in the Boston area. Heidi, thanks again for hanging out with us. We hope you'll come back again in the future. One of the things I know you work, we just got through talking, folks, about Babson's Entrepreneur Experience Lab. And Heidi, I want you to give us that long URL again, because I'd like people to be able to go there and see what you got going on there. Go ahead.
Sure, it's elab.businessinnovationfactory.com. But if you just Google Entrepreneur Experience Lab, I promise it will come up.
It'll come up. And then, of course, babson.edu, right?
Yep. If you want to look at babson.edu, or the interesting campaign right now is define.babson.edu.
Okay. All right. So check that out. One of the things I know you work a lot on are a couple of concepts: corporate entrepreneurship and social entrepreneurship. Talk to us about what's the difference.
Well, one word that comes to mind when you say both social entrepreneurship and corporate entrepreneurship is frustrating. and let me explain what I mean by that. Let's talk about social entrepreneurship first. A couple of years ago, I got really excited about social entrepreneurship because I thought it was a way that it would be kind of a convening term for many people outside of business to rally around the importance of entrepreneurship. And what I have found over the past couple of years is that people tend to separate social entrepreneurship from traditional entrepreneurship. And I don't define social entrepreneurship as nonprofit entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I had defined social entrepreneurship as seizing an opportunity related to social and environmental problems in order to affect.
So you're saying a for-profit enterprise that addresses the products and services address social issues.
Absolutely. Yeah. It can be for-profit or non-for-profit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what I have found is there have been the word social entrepreneurship has caused division. I even had an email come across my computer a while back where it was announcing a good business plan competition versus a bad business plan competition. And it was a social entrepreneurship competition. I'm like, you know, this is sending the wrong message.
Yeah.
So I don't want to create this good cop, bad cop mentality mm-hmm. between social entrepreneurs and the more commercial, traditional entrepreneurs. And I really worry that's what's happening.
Why do we need those labels?
You know, we don't.
Why can't it just be entrepreneurship and I go to the left, you go to the right.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, Babson has really started to stray away from using the word social entrepreneurship, and we are using the term social innovation a little bit more, because social innovation can take place in any entrepreneurial organization. Our mission statement, Jim, even says that, if I can remember it, Babson College educates leaders who create great economic and social value everywhere.
Right.
That's our mission statement. It's how business should be done, paying attention to both.
You know, something happened, though, to me in the last year or so. I've actually met more than one young person in the last couple of 3 years who were coming out of college, and I said, what are you going to do? And they said, I'm going to start a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't know what they were going to do. They didn't know what direction they were going to go in. They didn't know whose pain they were going to heal, allegedly. All they knew was they were going to start a nonprofit. Now, I have to tell you, Heidi, that troubled me. It still troubles me. That's their goal is to be a nonprofit. What do you think?
Well, it's you know, the demand is coming from the student side. I think this generation of students more than ever are paying attention to social and environmental problems. And I think it's because, you know, this is a generation that hasn't been touched by the war. I hear you, but the
problem is these people I talked to didn't say any of that. They just all they would tell me is they wanted to be a nonprofit, which told me that they were more, and these were business entrepreneurship graduates. And what it told me was, I want to have a business model that gets money from other from donors, and instead of the business model. You see what I mean? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do, but I think that's a broad generalization, because I think there's a whole new area of research called around enterprising nonprofits, and those nonprofits actually have an earned revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
And those nonprofits have been categorized as more entrepreneurial than your traditional nonprofit of, you know, having to be in this constant fundraising mode.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different models of nonprofits that are emerging. I just worry sometimes that nonprofits typically hit a wall at $1 million in budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they don't grow beyond that. And so until you really grow beyond that, can you really have true systemic change?
Mm-hmm.
I also worry that...
Heidi, I have to stop you,
okay.
But thank you for educating me on that. Will you come back another day? You have a lot more to teach us.
I would love to come back, Jim.
Thanks.
As I said, I'm a huge fan.
I appreciate that, Heidi. And I am of you and your great institution, Babson College. Dr. Heidi Neck, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise, another day. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.